Well, it's about that time of year again. Happy Halloween, everyone. I am currently just in the parking lot of my work, just dreading the fact that I have to come in on this glorious holiday so that I can help some asshole with whatever they need. I hate customer service. Why do I work customer service if I hate people so much? Anyways, I just wanted to make like a little mini episode of the lounge today because, quite frankly, I didn't have anything planned for today, Halloween wise. So, this is what you're really just getting. Surprise! Let's actually see what's in the news today. Actually, you know what? I know what I want to talk about. I want to talk about celebrity costumes because there have been some really fucking cool ones. Zach Cornfield's brittle body. Shut the fuck up. Keith's Hatzberger handling spice. Eugene and the tripod. They're so stupid. There's some. Oh my god, this one's so good. Metamorphosis from RuPaul's Drag Race. Dressed as Colonel Sanders, like a drag version of Colonel Sanders. But that's really just. I don't know what I really want to talk about. I just really want to talk about Janelle Monáe's fabulous Fifth Element costume because that was beautiful. I honestly think that she won Halloween with that. She dressed up as the diva Plava Laguna, and if you don't know who that is, it is the blue alien that sings a futuristic opera, which is the scene that everyone remembers from The Fifth Element, because that's the scene where Lilu starts kicking ass and fighting the bad guys, the bad aliens. Have you guys even seen The Fifth Element? Oh god, it feel that sh that movie is like old. That was like, let's see what year The Fifth Element was. Fifth Element, 1990, goddamn seven. So, 1, 2, 25 years ago at this point. Yeah, 25 years ago. That movie is 25 years old. It is getting fucked up on Bacardi. I just insane how, because I remember watching that when I was like 12? I watched a lot of weird movies. And by like weird, I mean like really fucking weird. One of the great examples is the fact that Keanu Reeves was not introduced to me through The Matrix. He was actually introduced to me in a, what is his name? Not, no. What is his name? Anyway, it was a Diane Keaton film where Keanu Reeves plays her love interest, who's a doctor. Movie's called Something's Gotta Give. If you've never seen that movie, I would highly recommend watching it. It is really good. I wonder if the sound sounds okay in here. Oh well, I'll find out later. But yeah, I watched a lot of weird movies. The Fifth Element is definitely one of those movies that I watched that was just like no one really knew, and then it slowly kind of became like a cult classic, in my opinion. How much did The Fifth Element actually make? Oh, I also found this really wonderful movie that I need to watch called Best in Show, and it's apparently a mockumentary, and the selling point for me was that it had Jennifer Coolidge in it, and she's fucking funny. The Fifth Element. Oh, never mind. It wasn't a cult classic. It was actually a very well-received movie. It was a hit, actually. Woo! Look at that! That movie just feels like something that would be a cult classic. The budget for The Fifth Element was $90 million, and the box office made over $200 million. Good for you. That was a good goddamn movie. Had an original plot, really great cast. A lot of comedic moments that broke up the tension of the movie. It was just a really well done movie. But yeah, Janelle Monáe as Diva Plava Laguna. Five stars, man. Heidi Klum better come up with something real extravagant if she wants to win Halloween again. 'Cause you guys know that Heidi Klum like dresses really in really cool and interesting costumes, and everyone says that she wins Halloween. Well, Janelle Monáe just took that title, in my opinion, because her costume was the costume. And another celebrity costume I actually saw on Instagram was Lizzo's costume, and she dressed up as Marge Simpson. It was so well done. She painted her whole ass body yellow. All of it was yellow. Her face, her arms, her leg, everything. It was fantastic. She even had the blue hair. It was actually a wig. Because I remember there was a Korean actress who was doing a variety show called Sister Slam Dunk who did Marge Simpson, but it was like a headpiece rather than like, a fucking wig, which I thought, wouldn't a wig be much lighter than wearing like an actual headpiece? Just my opinion. You have more freedom if you just wear like a wig. And the way that the wig was, let me see if I can look up the picture. Lizzo. Oh, she also dressed up as Miss Piggy, which was really cute too. But I like the Marge Simpson one. Oh, she looks so cute as fucking Miss Piggy. Yeah, oh my god, it's so good. So she has like yellow skin entirely. I wonder how long that would have taken her to like get prepped. And she has this massive, massive hairpiece. I guess I would be wrong. That looks like it would be really hard to move in. It's so big and so blue, and she has like this gorgeous. She's so good. She even has like the little red pumps, the really red kitten heels that she wears. Oh, speaking of The Simpsons, the Treehouse of Horror is coming out soon, and apparently, I heard this from my friend. I knew about them doing like a Death Note parody, but apparently, the people who created Death Note are actually going to be the ones who made the episode, which I thought was, first of all, really funny, and second of all, fascinating. I don't know. I don't even know how they got the original crew from Death Note to do this. I wonder what the original crew from Death Note is doing now. What studio is that? I'm not looking that up because I don't really care that much. I never really got into Death Note. I don't know. It just didn't really stick to me. I think the whole game of cat and mouse with Death Note was just like, it wore me down, my dudes. It wore me the down. Why did I censor myself? It wore me the fuck out. It was kind of just, I need an anime that like holds my attention, and I don't know. I still haven't found one yet. I think the last anime I watched was, I watched a little bit of Spy Family. I still haven't watched My Hero Academia. Is that, I think I may have accidentally hit something wrong. If that was an awkward cut for you, I apologize. I think I hit the wrong button. My Hero Academia is just looks boring to me. It's superhero. It actually reminds me of Sky High for some reason. Maybe because it's like teenagers having superpowers and shit. But I don't know. But I think Zombie Response Team. Please, I want to see your costume. There's a car that just pulled up that has a bunch of decals that say Zombie Response Team. Oh, speaking of zombies, I just remembered something that was like in my head. So, you remember a few years ago when there was a spotting of an actual real factual like zombie, quote unquote? It was like a woman who looked bloodied and bruised up, and she part of her hair was falling off. Yeah, it turns out that was like a, it was a hoax, and it was like a quote unquote political statement against the coronavirus. Can we just like talk about that for a second? And we just talk about how yesterday I saw a customer who had a COVID shirt. It had the word COVID on it, but it was made into an acronym. It's something like conceal, obey, whatever. And I was just like, if I don't say anything about this shirt, then neither of us have to acknowledge it. Because I really just did not want to acknowledge it. The funniest part about this whole COVID hoax thing is when people are like, they're trying to enslave us. They've been doing that. Social Securities and keeping tabs on us and like actual slavery that happened to actual people. I mean, America's already fucked up. Woo! My God. Oh, I got nervous for a second. I thought I was gonna witness a car crash. America's already fucked up as it is, and that being enslaved by some microchip that they might inject in you. Do you realize how crazy you sound right now? It might happen, but like, I just don't care anymore. I'll be dead in like 80 years. Why am I gonna stress something out? Why am I gonna stress that? Why am I gonna stress over something, like that? In my lifetime, I'll be dead. It won't happen until like several lifetimes later. Maybe when I finally die, we'll get a fucking flying car. Maybe that'll be my wish before I die. I would want. All right, let's try this one more time. I just want to finish up because my fucking phone has decided to act up on me. I just got this phone too. Anyways, about flying cars. I'm going to live out of pity. Like the petty, like I'm gonna live until they invent flying cars and then I can take one for a joyride. And maybe I could just steal a flying car and take it for a joyride and just crash the fucking car and then survive. What are they gonna do? Put me in jail? Go for it. I'll be like 80 years old, homie. I literally am at the end of my life. What are you gonna do? Extend it? Oh, that could actually happen too. They could extend my sentence by extending my own life. You can imagine 7 life sentences and living through all of them as a near immortal being. Talk about horror. But anyways, that's really all I really want to talk about. Wow, I guess these episodes of The Lounge are just like conscious. What is it called? It's like stream of conscience. Yeah, there it is. It's just like a stream of conscious episodes. But I do hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Lounge, and I'll see you guys later. Hopefully Friday I'll have something planned. I'm getting a lot better at consistently posting, so I will see you guys Friday. You guys have yourselves a happy Halloween. Stay out there, and remember, look both ways before crossing. I don't know, just have fun. Fuck it, I don't care.